Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back, everyone, to another Friday Book Club discussion. And I can't believe we are on Black Friday already this year. I feel like the year has completely zoomed by. But lots of great things have happened and lots of great things in store for next year. Just wanted to remind everyone that December 7th is our last Coffee and Books event for 2024. So join us from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an hour of entertaining book discussion with authors Abby Downey, Jody Basie, and Karen Whitmire. You can sign up for this free event at literaryescape.com/events. I'm also very excited to tell you that we have several authors and some new authors joining us next year for, we're going to have 8 coffee and books events in 2025. And that first one's coming up in February, so stay tuned and I'll get you those details soon. Just another reminder that pre-orders for Unwavering Faith are now open, along with lots of fun merchandise. So head on over to literaryescape.com/shop to pre-order your items today. And we have several fun announcements coming your way over the next few weeks, so be sure to sign up for our newsletter at literaryescape.com/newsletter to stay in the know. I hope you and your family had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Let's jump into this week's Christmas novella discussion of Christmas Threat by Lynn Shannon.
An unexpected threat. Faith Hicks has always wanted a huge family, but when her husband died 2 years ago, that dream faded. When she discovers a baby in her barn and is subsequently attacked, she thrusts into a life and death situation. Chase McKenzie is determined to protect Faith at all costs. His childhood friend has no idea he's in love with her and has no intention of telling her. It's not worth risking the relationship, especially since she's still grieving. Can Chase and Faith find their way to lasting love, or will this Christmas threat be too much for them to survive?
Okay, the whole time I was thinking of that book on this the last book we just talked about. Thank goodness I didn't mention a baby in the barn, because that's what I was.
Yeah, what'd you think about that opening?
That was scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness.
I wanted the horse to come out of the stall and help her. When the guy came, you know, she went in the barn.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on, horse, get out and, like, kick the
What's
guy.
What's the horse going to do?
He could kick the guy.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
You know, he could kick the guy. I don't know, yeah. But that was scary.
And we're back. Always have some sort of technical difficulty. Okay. So, that discovering a baby in the barn, but then the attack. And then I got really scared because she was in the house. She was, like, freaking out, and a hand falls on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, it was a good guy, but
oh yeah,
scared
yeah.
me. Mm-hmm. That was a really interesting mystery, like the why behind.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think about that?
Okay, so this is the one where I was shocked at who the bad guy was. In this mm-hmm. one, mm-hmm. now that I'm on the right story, I didn't see that one coming at all.
What about you guys?
The same. I was, yeah.
Yeah, especially the reasoning and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, without giving too much away.
I know you can't give too much away, but it was... I didn't see it coming. Mm-mm.
Yeah, because it at one point you thought it was somebody else, especially when the baby was involved. Mm-hmm. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah. But like going back to that basket, when he dropped off that basket, that kind of gave me like, ooh. Don't eat or drink the stuff in the basket. But then I kind of started thinking maybe it could have been him
at that point.
But just the way he was, just the way he was kind of acting in it, I was wondering if it was not him.
But did you know the reason why at that
point? No, okay. I didn't know the reason why.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's probably the most surprising part was the reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why was he after? And did you like how she hit the baby?
Oh, yes.
Remember how she hit the baby?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
In the gift box?
Yes.
Yes.
I loved it. I thought that was genius. Mm-hmm. I would have never thought of that. I mean, what do you guys think of that in those moments?
No.
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 Uh-uh. I was like, her man's down on the ground. There's the killer is right there.
And I probably wouldn't have a gift under the tree to put a baby in anyway. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I would not have been able to. I'm just not a quick thinker on my feet. I like to think I'd be smart in those situations, but I think panic would take over.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Derek used to laugh at me all the time, but I think a lot of us girls do this. You know, when you get scared, do you ever just for a second run in place before you actually start bolting? You ever
yes,
do that?
Yes.
You like scream and you're like...
I remember you doing that though a lot.
Yes. I like freeze.
I do. My brain's like, flight. You're like a cartoon. Yeah. I look like a stinking cartoon. You know, they sit there and just bend their feet for a little bit. Then I'm like,
it's funny.
Get out of here.
And I think we all do that. I don't know. I do that. Do you do that?
Yes. Why are you looking at me? Don't look at me when you're talking.
I can look at you because my mouth's by the mic.
Oh, okay. So is this good? Can I look at you?
It's going to be a forever battle between sisters here.
Yes. Yes, I do that.
Do you do that too?
It depends on the situation, I guess. I don't know. I don't like to be scared, so.
I know.
Like, try not to put myself in situations I'm going to be scared.
Yeah, but you know how people just play tricks on you? Maybe that just happened in our house. No.
Dad was on
me. Bobby had to be doing stuff. Bobby did a lot. Yeah. I feel like, though, I'm more of a, like, attacker when I...
Okay, well, I have two modes.
Yeah, I feel like I just turn an attacker. I just jerk and I just, you know, the impulsing... I don't know that I stay.
So like, don't sneak up behind Tiffany. Yeah, because I do. Because she probably will punch you.
You know, the spaz kind of thing. I feel like that's more what I do.
If somebody sneaks up on you, you're going to punch them.
Yeah, or accidentally, you know, like, you don't sneak up on me. Like,
don't do it. Yeah. Don't do
it. I'll yell really hard.
I did punch someone in high school because it came up behind me. They did like a boo right behind me. And I just flung my fist back.
Yeah, I think
I cracked him right in the nose. And he was like, oh, I said, well, that's what she gets. Like,
right.
You shouldn't be going around scaring,
people, yeah. Karate chop him.
Yeah, it's a, yeah. But Dad used to do things all the time to scare.
Yeah.
It just scares. Like, throwing his coat down the stairs so it's like something's flying at you.
Oh, no.
You don't know he's there. That was scary. And then he'd be up there just dying laughing because he got all of us screaming.
Yes.
Oh, was the coat going to get you? You know? Dad. I do, though, when we got left in the... I say when we got left. We were old enough to be home alone. But we would be home alone. Like, it would be me and the Tabitha and Laura.
Yeah.
And we'd hear a noise upstairs. And I would always say, go hide in the bathroom. And then I would grab a skillet and I would like creep up the stairs.
Oh my goodness. Like,
I'm
like,
if there is someone in the house, I'm going to wallop them good, you know? Like,
was it Dad?
But no, it was just the house. Oh. But when you live in the middle of a woods.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a little scary. The one time you pulled up the lane, I don't know if you remember this.
Oh, no.
She pulled up the lane, and halfway up the lane, she shut her lights off before she parked and then finished parking.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh.
And my brain, I was in the kitchen, so I saw it. So my brain goes, oh my word, this is some creep. Right? Some creep is coming. So I tried to get, I don't know if I got the door locked or not, but I was this close to pulling out Dad's pistol. And then Jessica walked in the door and I was like,
I don't remember any of that.
You don't remember that? I was like, why did you turn your lights up? I thought you were some creeper. I was like, about to pull Dad's gun out. And you know who got in trouble?
Melissa.
Yeah. You were going to shoot your sister.
I got landed into big time about going for Dad's gun. And I was like, whoa, timeout.
Oh, no.
Of course, we grew up in a house full of guns and tomahawks and knives. We knew how to use them properly, right? I wasn't going to shoot her, but I was going to threaten whoever came through the door.
Why didn't you just grab a skillet?
I didn't. I just went. I was going for the gun. And I said, now, Dad, let's just back this up. What if it wasn't Jessica? What if it was a creep?
Mm-hmm.
Then you would be glad that I went for your gun, right?
Did they have Dylan?
You couldn't argue against that.
Did they have Dylan at the time? Was there a dog at the house?
No.
No?
No.
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 But you know.
You don't remember any of it. No. And I can't forget it. Probably because I got in trouble.
Do you know who's got that honoriness though? Emma.
Oh.
I was at Mom and Dad's to pick up Emma. And Emma was hiding on the end of the steps. And I come around the corner. Boo. And scared the bejesus out of me.
Did you run in place?
No, I went. And she goes, I scared you. And Dad's sitting in the living room. But she does that to me all the time, like at work. Mm. If she comes, she'll come up and scares me every time. She's got a little bit of that orneriness in her.
Yeah, it runs in the family.
Yes.
All right, back to our story. I digress. But she had a lot of those moments of like,
uh-huh.
Boom. And then she's got this baby that she's got to take care of.
I think that was the scariest part of it, that keeping that baby mm-hmm. from harm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I love that it was a friendship to romance. Mm-hmm. It was interesting that he didn't realize he loved her till her wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like very upset because he had to watch her marry somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Did you like the friendship to Friendlia?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. I did. Yes, I did.
Again, I probably like this one even more than the first one just because of the what and the why. The who, the what, and the why.
Yeah.
Because even if you figure out who it is before it's revealed, which I think is still hard to do in her books, you don't get the why to the end, and the why just blew my mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like how she does a good job turning tragedy into a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. because that, it was a tragedy. Like,
yeah.
But it also, I like how she envelopes it and makes something good come of it.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Any other thoughts on Christmas Threat? Before we won't do the ratings yet, we're gonna try our little Christmas treat, another traditional Christmas treat. Which one do we want, Mom? I'll let you pick. Do you want to do your date bars?
I don't care, that's fine.
Okay, so Mom makes these date bars, and when I was younger, I was like, ew, dates, I'm not eating it. Mm-hmm. But then when I got older, I tried them, I'm like, they're pretty darn good. Halfway healthy, right? There's dates in there. What's else in there?
Is it the powdered sugar one?
The powdered sugar one.
It's covered in sugar.
It's covered in powdered sugar.
Yeah, there's nuts in there.
Oh, healthy.
That's healthy protein.
Walnuts in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like a 50-50 healthy snack. You guys ready to give it a try?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're all going to have powdered sugar on our lips.
Just the way I remember it.
I don't know.
I'll take an order, please. Mm-hmm. A big pan.
You're supposed to pick it up and eat more it, Melissa.
I'm a little probably prissy with my food. I'm going to eat a fork.
Eat with a fork. You are prissy. That's definitely a word I would use to describe you.
Now, would you have described me as Prissy when we were kids?
No, I would describe you as a hillbilly.
That powdered sugar's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
I was afraid it would be stale. Because I've had...
Mom, don't say that on a podcast.
Well, I'm sorry. It's delicious.
I'll cut it out.
It's good. And very it's good. From my mother, your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Something she made a lot.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm.
It's out of that brown little binder.
Oh,
paper.
Her secret recipe book.
Mm-hmm.
That we're always like, Mom, can you give me the recipe from...
It has the sweet potato casserole and Mom's brownies. Remember those brownies Mom makes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I should ask for brownies.
Yeah, but
that's what I thought Jessica was going to make, but that's
I thought about it, but then she said Chex Mix, so I thought I'd try Chex Mix.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good recipes in that.
Mm-hmm. Grandmothers always have the best recipes, I think. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that was delish. Thank you, Mother, for making
that. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's go back to Christmas. I know. I was doing the same thing. Powdered sugar. We have.
I wore white.
Oh, my.
Actually, because I ate with a fork.
Mine was.
I
ate with a fork,
I really don't
too.
Have it on me. Oh, she ate with a fork, too. See? I'm not the only one that uses silverware.
I eat pizza with a fork. My family makes fun of me. That's why I like.
Do you? Yeah, well, your hands get greasy.
They do.
Oh,
see?
My gosh. Yeah. We should have been actual sisters.
I'll eat it if I have to. And
well,
there's
you
plenty
are
napkins,
sisters. I mean, you practically were together 24/7.
Yeah. Jessica used to be the girly girl.
Mm-hmm.
When you're girly,
when we were growing up, yeah, you were.
Yes, you were.
And I was a tomboy for sure.
Oh yes,
I you remember. Were. Mom cried because she didn't think I'd ever be a lady. And now I'm the most ladylike of us all.
Way to throw us all under the bus there.
I love you all.
Mm-hmm. With that evil laugh. Hear the evil laugh.
You make right, a great
Derek,
Disney villain.
Out.
Is that where Faith gets that laugh at?
Hmm?
That evil laugh that she does.
Oh, the kids love that. When they were little, when you would just do those evil laughs with them, they loved it.
Yeah, face does.
Just being silly with them.
Yeah.
Thankfully, nobody recorded me doing those things, and I'll be cutting that piece out. So.
I think you should leave it in.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. When, every time I do that evil laugh, though, I think of Ross from Friends. Do you remember when that Italian guy... Rachel met that Italian guy during the blackout.
Oh, yes.
And remember Ross is doing his because they're kissing when the lights come on.
Yes.
Anyways, okay. I keep like taking us off on rabbit trails. I apologize. All right. What rating would you give the romance level in Christmas Threat?
Mocha.
Yep, I'm gonna go mocha too. How about the inspirational level?
Mocha.
Mm-hmm. Mocha.
Mm-hmm. And the mystery level?
Latte.
We got
a la la lattes.
And the suspense level?
Latte.
Probably double latte.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think we forgot this in the last book, but what's the drama level?
I'd say a latte. I feel like there was a lot of drama.
Yeah,
a lot of drama, yeah.
A lot of, yes. Mm-hmm. That she doesn't dig too deep into that drama, but you know it's going on because of who and the what and the why. Which hopefully that intrigues our listeners enough to go get the book and read it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very good.
And
it's
if you don't want to be scared too much, it is a great quick read. Like
mm-hmm. You'll only be scared for an hour.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It was about an hour. Read. So.
I love it. Okay. What's your overall lasso rating of Christmas Threat by Lynn Shannon?
Three lassos.
I'm going to go three lassos as
three.
Well.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's rare for us not to give three lassos on here. I know people probably like, they always give it three lassos, but she really did an excellent job of hooking and hog tying you. from beginning to end. From Baby in the Barn to Happily Ever After.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.